This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In Canada, as it has here, the pandemic has shed some light on parts of the economy that aren't working all that well. Immigration is the topic at hand today. Migrant workers who get to Canada on temporary agricultural visas are a key and growing part of the workforce up there on farms and ranches and food processing plants. And the pandemic has renewed some longstanding calls for an overhaul of the system that brings them north. Emma Jacobs reports.
For the first 5 months of the pandemic, Enrique, a temporary farm worker from Guatemala, says he was shut away in a company bunkhouse in Ontario. He lived there with 20 other workers.
Y solo yo podíamos salir del trabajo.
We could only leave home to go to work in the greenhouse and vice versa, he says, only leave there to come back. Nothing else. Not even to get groceries. The company took orders. Enrique asked us not to use his full name because of his uncertain work status. He found the job physically difficult. The company grew cannabis, which is legal in Canada. He says he spent much of the day crouching and crawling around young plants.
Yeah, mucho dolor del cuerpo que a uno le daba.
My body hurt a lot, he says. But when he asked to change roles, the only response I got, he says, was that this is the job, and if you don't like it, then don't be here. COVID outbreaks on farms brought risks faced by workers into stark relief. Their visas, that give them a right to be in Canada, depend on their employers. Karen Koch is with the Migrant Workers Alliance for Change.
We have seen migrant workers using that to shed more light on the sort of systemic issues that exist with the temporary work programs that put people in these dangerous situations.
Some question how widespread these problems are. Keith Curry, an eighth-generation farmer in Ontario, is also first vice president of the Canadian Federation of Agriculture. He says a lot is being made of a few bad actors.
If you look in society in general, you'll find employers that are not fun to work for from time to time, but we do have the availability for the worker to change their workplace.
But it's harder for foreign workers to leave a bad job. Robert Falconer is an immigration researcher at the University of Calgary. He says exploitation of workers often occurs on large farms that employ a lot of workers. And he says it's risky for those workers to upset their boss with complaints.
When the livelihood of their family, let's say back in Jamaica or Mexico, is tied solely to one employer, there can be a lot of a power imbalance.
A foreign worker who tries to change farms between seasons might not get another spot in the program. In 2019, the government did create a way for workers facing abuse to apply for open work permits, good for 1 year. Enrique was able to obtain one with help from an organizer with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Santiago Escobar. But Escobar says it's hard to document problems and complete the process. And while the program's new, he sees early recipients struggling to find sponsors once the one-year permits expire.
Because they already speak up, because they already reported a bad employer. Seems like, you know, employers don't want to have that kind of workers.
The union has called for temporary agricultural visas to allow people to work for any business in the sector. Curry, the farmer, says making it easy for people to switch jobs has downsides.
If you don't have a lot of workers there and you lose one or two because they want to change employers, it could really impact your production.
Some farm worker advocates, though, argue the government needs to go further. Karen Koch says workers need a permanent immigration status to assert their rights. She says the government has created limited programs for workers to get permanent residency, but those have required language skills or fees most can't meet.
So we have migrant farm workers who have been coming to the country for 10, 20, or 30 years temporarily without the same rights and protections and services as other workers.
Without permanent residency, she says, farm workers also can't bring family members with them, the people they're here to support. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.